Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is The 12 Fastest Ways to Build Rapport. When we meet with people, whether it's in person or over the phone, we instinctively and oftentimes within seconds form an initial opinion of them. Here's a secret. They do the same thing when meeting us. If we are intentional, we can use this natural tendency to positively influence how people view us. And if we're extra intentional and focus on the 12 lessons outlined in this two-part series, we can accelerate this process and build rapport in a very short period of time. In yesterday's post, I reviewed with you the first 6 ways, and in today's post, I will cover the remaining 6. Whether you are trying to make a great first impression on a date or with a prospective client, applying these lessons will allow you to quickly connect with people. Lesson number 7, repeat their names. Have you ever met someone for the first time who hardly looked you in your eyes, said the standard "nice to meet you" greeting without any authenticity behind their words, and then couldn't remember your name 5 seconds later? What impression did this person make on you? When you greet people, make it a point of saying their name in your initial conversation. For example, "It's a pleasure to meet you, Sharon." And then when the conversation concludes, use their name again, such as, "Sharon, it was a real pleasure getting to know you." When you say people's names, you're showing them that they're important to you. Lesson number 8, be friendly. While this seems so obvious, so few people are intentional about coming across friendly when meeting people. Most people act like it's an everyday occurrence and don't think about the impression they're making on others. When people are friendly, it is generally just during the initial greeting, but then they forget about its importance. Not only do you want to be intentional about being friendly when you meet people, but you want to focus on being friendly during your entire time together. When you are authentically friendly, it is reflected through your facial expressions, body language, voice tone, and through the words you speak. Think of the friendliest people you know and learn from their example. Lesson number 9, show an interest in them. One of the keys, if not the most important one in building successful relationships, is your ability to show a sincere interest both in the person and the things important to that person. The key with this point is to focus on them, not you. By expressing genuine interest in someone's qualities, background, stories, hobbies, career, or family, you are demonstrating an interest in them. When I was in real estate, I'd pay attention to the things in people's homes because it told me what was important to them. I then asked them questions about these things, and in most cases, they lit up like a light bulb and talked with great enthusiasm about these things. It was the one thing I focused on in every appointment because it made a difference. Lesson number 10, listen with interest. Being a good listener is one of the most important skills you can master if you want to advance your career and build meaningful relationships. Listening is more than keeping your mouth shut while the other person's talking. When you really listen, you demonstrate your interest in what's being said, and you show your respect for the individual saying it. When you're having a conversation with people, they can instinctively tell how interested you really are in the conversation. This is communicated through your body language, the questions you ask, and the expressions on your face. This is easy for me if it's a subject of which I'm interested. If the subject is not of interest, I have to be extra careful about how I'm projecting myself. Lesson number 11, compliment them. When people take the time to offer you a sincere compliment, how does it make you feel about them? Are you naturally drawn to people who speak positively of you? I think we all are. When we meet people and begin talking, look for the things in which you can give them a sincere compliment. When you identify something, then look for the right time to offer your compliment with a feeling of genuineness and authenticity. When I am intentional about building relationships with people, I am always looking for the little ways that I can compliment and encourage them. Lesson number 12, model them. Have you ever noticed how you're drawn to people with whom you share things in common? This is called the law of attraction. It means that you will inevitably be attracted to people with whom you share things in common. Modeling is a technique I learned from Anthony Robbins, which is when you mirror and match the nonverbal and verbal communications of others. As an example, when I'm around people who speak softly, then I moderate my voice and speak softly. If they speak slowly, then I'll do my best to match their voice and speak slowly. If they lean back in their chair, then I'll casually lean back. If they lean forward, I'll wait a couple seconds and then slowly lean forward. Just remember, the more people intuitively feel you have in common, the more they'll be attracted to you. This again was one of the things that I focused on with every appointment I went on during my real estate career. If you will work on these 12 rapport accelerators that I've shared with you over the last 2 days, people will be drawn to you like a magnet. If you are intentional about using these lessons in your career, there is no doubt you'll enjoy greater success. If you use them in your personal life, you will build more meaningful relationships and become a more valued friend. I want to challenge you to focus on these 12 lessons when meeting people this week. Let me also encourage you to learn more about each of these lessons by reading the related post below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, there are many circumstances where the speed in which you're able to connect with someone will influence the outcome you achieve.